Dead End Hip Hop album review, Future, DS2, Dirty Sprite 2. We also have a special guest, Jay from Runaway Jukebox. So I'll let him take it away and let you know why you should check him out.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Jay Burritos. I do this hip hop podcast called Runaway Jukebox over on SoundCloud and iTunes. We do new episodes Mondays and Fridays. Check us out. Shout out to my team, Free Hanson, Kim, Jordy. We do our thing. Appreciate these guys for having me.
Also, make sure you go to deadandhiphop.com. Support your people, man. We got fan funding. We got t-shirts. We got merch. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is your channel. You know what I'm saying? Donate whatever you feel that you want to donate. You don't want to donate, then subscribe and tell somebody to subscribe to. We've never done an artist like Future. I think probably the closest person is 2 Chainz.
Yeah.
But I think that Future is definitely in a category all by himself. I definitely wanted to take this opportunity and this review for me to differentiate the difference between when I fuck with somebody and when I'm a fan of somebody. Hmm. Because I fuck with Future, but I'm nowhere near a fan of Future. There's a lot of songs on this that I like, but in all honesty, the way I get put on the Future songs is either through the radio or my brother saying, yo, you need to listen to this song, you need to listen to this song. Or if I go to the strip club and I hear a Future song, because for me, I put Future in that category of making this new age hip hop party music, and I'm cool with that. That's why I fuck with it, but I'm not out here trying to check out, oh my God, Future just dropped, so I need
it. In the Future Hive?
No.
It's a group of like rabid Future fans that ride or die with Future.
Are his fans mostly women or dudes?
I think both.
Really?
Yeah. I think both. Because his music.
They took down OG Mako.
Mako.
They hacked that man's site and brought it down.
You got hackers?
Yeah.
This is a new age hip hop band. We ain't got shooters. Ghost got shooters. Future got hackers. That's fucked up.
That's 2015 shit. Yep. I'm gonna take down your Instagram. Uh-huh. I'm gonna take down your Twitter.
I'll hack your Twitter.
All that shit. This is the reason why I can't be a fan of Future. I really don't understand half of the shit he be saying.
Isn't that part of the appeal? Yeah.
I could put this shit on and not necessarily have to digest what he's saying, and you know what I'm saying? I could fuck with that. So I fuck with this album. But I don't love it. But there are some joints on this motherfucker I do bump into with. I'm gonna go to the first one. Fuck Up Some Commas. Why do I love that? The beat is crazy. I kind of know what he's saying out the hood. You know what I'm saying? I also fuck with Groupies. When he's like, yeah, I'm back fucking my groupies.
I'm back fucking my groupies.
So I get after Sierra, that nigga is like, yo, I'm back fucking all these hoes again. So I feel him on that. The first four tracks were dope. I could fuck with all four of those. I feel like Drake was a little, on where you at, but I can ride with that. Lil One's Stick Talk, and when they got the free call, I was pissed. I was pissed because I grew up on Master P. You know, I saw the track name. I'm like, okay, is he gonna do that?
He did.
And then when he did that and how it sounded, he fucked that up for me. Cause I grew up on Free Code. I love that fucking song. It got a little bit better at Slave Master. I fuck with that one. Blow a Bag, I fuck with that one. Rich Sex and Percocet and Stripper Joint. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Fuck Up Some Commas. So overall, like, there are a lot of tracks on here that I fuck with. To me, there's a time and a place for it, and I can enjoy it in that time and place. I'm just not gonna listen to this shit for forever and actually get a lot of enjoyment out of it. But if I'm at a party, if I'm at the strip club, hell yes, and sometimes in the whip, especially Fuck Up Some Commas. So I fuck with it, but I'm definitely not a fan, you know what I'm saying? So,
like people say, I'm not really understanding what he's saying at first, and I know, you know, just like Luke. I mean, back in the golden era, we listened to Luke for the party starters at the clubs or whatever. This is the same way. If I'm at the strip club with Beefo and we drinking and you know and Fuck Up Some Commas come on, we bumping, we riding. So I can definitely see myself enjoying this in an environment. Or if I'm having a bachelor party or something, and I got some strippers, what we playing? We playing
Fuck Up Some Commas
up. Like I can see that song being a strip club anthem. I mean, a lot of these songs are like strip club music, just a lot of bass. If I was still into having 15s in my trunk like I used to or whatever, I will play this just to so people can know how my sound sound. Like, yo, you want to hear my shit? Boom. I mean, that's pretty much it. Me, I can't just be like, oh, chill. I'm not gonna listen to. I feel like this
future. There it is right there. Now.
As far as me listening to this, just like, oh, okay, yeah, I can. I feel like listening to Dirty Sprite too.
How quick did you put it in the recycling?
It was very quick. You know what? I take it back. It wasn't really quick because, like I said, for a situation like, you know, going to strip club, I will enjoy the beats on here, even though some of them sound kind of samey. Because if you're gonna do some trap beats, at least kind of switch it up a little bit. I enjoy it for what it is. Just the same way during the golden era when I like, you know, Rakim or whatever, I play on loop for the party. You know, play on Scars. You know, it's like that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
How is this much different from like Riff Raff or like a 2 Chainz or somebody else that
Riff
you
Raff
really hated? Because this time you're kind of. I'm not saying you're giving it a pass because I understand where you're coming from, but it's kind of like those other ones you just.
But
all
like
the way
Riff
hated.
Raff was like he take himself serious as a like.
No, he doesn't though. I think probably Future probably takes this more seriously than Riff Raff.
Yeah, but when I hear these, I mean, I hear that Riff Raff, I don't think of strip club music at all when I hear that.
You know, I see a girl dropping it to my Jordans.
It is a different sound though.
It's a way different sound. Yeah, I knew I wasn't gonna like this because I listened to Pluto and I was pretty much turned off from that from the get go. I'm like,
but you're not saying that you don't like it though. I don't hear that.
I mean, I get it for a strip club. If I'm hearing this in a strip club, I don't.
But
have
at the end of the day, B, I mean, it's music for something, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, so you're not saying that you don't like it. It doesn't sound like you're saying you don't.
But
like
But I'm not gonna be like
you don't like
I,
it for personal enjoyment.
Right.
It for a particular
situational
atmosphere or situation.
Exactly.
But that's the same thing though. You can say that about. It's almost like mood music, right? I mean,
yeah, it's
for a particular type of. Time.
It's not made for you riding around sitting in the house listening to it.
Exactly.
So yeah, that means
so what it is. It's a good album,
yeah,
right?
I'm on the Follies and they playing Future shit.
I hate when they do that shit, man.
I got like 4 or 5 drinks in me. And shit.
But you don't hate it though.
No, I don't hate it. I mean, it's
just say it, dude. You don't hate it, man.
No, I don't hate it. I said I don't hate it.
All right, man. No,
I mean, yeah, I would listen to this way before I listen to some Riff Raff. Yeah, of course.
I really, for the most part, feel the same way that both of them feel. I mean, I've never listened to a Future album before this one, like, fully. I can never really call myself a fan, even though I'm, like, a younger cat or whatever. Like, I'd heard him. In the beginning, he just kind of sounded like the Hook Man. He just kind of felt like the new T-Pain, so I didn't really want to get into him. But then lately, I just heard songs like Commas or, like, Monster, Cody and Crazy. Like, I just heard certain songs, and I was just like, well, this is pretty interesting. He did, like, good features with people like Vince Staples. On the ASAP album, he did the feature with him, and I was like, oh, these are really good. So when
the Pusha T feature was pretty good too.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, when my co-host was like, yeah, we should review this for the podcast, I was just like, I mean, I guess. So I kind of forced myself to listen to it, but I didn't really have no expectations for it, so I wasn't thinking like, well, I'm coming to here, I'm expecting to hear like the best trap music ever or whatever. It was decent. It was good to me. Like I thought the beats were really good, in my opinion. They really, a lot of them sounded the same, so my biggest complaint about the album is that it was too long for me. It was just a whole lot of Future. Like Drake was the only feature, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with that, it was just like an hour of Future. So it was just a whole lot of the same old kind of trap. But the stuff that was good was really good too.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's really like the first song, I'm surprised y'all didn't bring this up, thought it was a drop. I love that song. I think that song is really good. The beat came in and just kind of like set the tone.
I just
fucked you with my bitch and some Gucci flip.
I'm not even gonna pay into it.
To be honest with you, like I said, it was just a lot of trap. It was a lot of Future. What FIFO said, like after Freako, I started to like tune out. That song was trash to me. That song was really bad. But then it was
the original
like,
Freako. You remember that?
I know.
No.
So when you brought that up, I know. But then songs like I think Slave Master, Blow a Bag, songs like that just kind of put me back into the album. And of course, like Fuck Up the Commas came at the end and just like closed it out. And I was like, yeah, I fucking love that song. That song's great. But for the most part, I think this is a decent album. It's just too long, in my opinion. It's a whole lot of the same old trap, but the beats are really good when they're good. Those I like, Thought It Was a Drought, Where You At, Groupies, Stick Talk, Slave Master, Blood on the Money, Trap Niggas.
So you prefer him like as like a hook guy? So you can't take a whole album?
It's too much, to be honest with you. I mean, like, I like the album, the same way you guys are saying. Like, I'm not going to go out of my way and be like, let me listen to Dirty Sprite 2. Like, I was listening to it before we came here because I knew I had to go over it again in my head to, like, you know exactly what I was talking about. But I wouldn't go out of my way and be like, let me listen to this whole Future album.
That's true, because I looked at
it's just a lot.
I looked at him as always being like a hook guy as well. So
he's really good.
When I saw the track was off, kind of like, man, this is.
Yeah, it's just all Future.
Like, and then because I was like, well, maybe hopefully he might have a lot of features on here, but this usually I'm always complaining about artists having a lot of features, but this is an artist I would prefer
want to have features on.
Yeah, features on there, like, cause
to break it up some.
Yeah, because it was like you made a good point. It was definitely too much Future. I would have been expecting like a feature for every song.
Yeah, or every other song. So. Just one song.
Yeah, and I agree, especially when you're talking about like this being like party music and strip club music like that. You would want to hear something to break it up just a little bit. Like Drake just wasn't enough. So I agree with you guys.
Especially, I think he was rapping almost like
Future. Exactly.
Wrote the verse. I was just about to say that.
I don't like this album. For me, there wasn't anything that stood out to me on this album when I'm listening to Future. Like you guys said before, a lot of the songs sound very, very similar. And they keep rolling into one after the other, after the other, after the other. And it just didn't work for me. First of all, I'm not gonna like anything that has a song with the name Slave Masters in it. But yeah, I think when I think of Future as an artist, as a rapper, I totally agree with you, B. I see where you're going. He's definitely the strip club type guy. And when I'm listening to a Future project, I'm listening to the anthems, because that's one thing Future is really, really good at, or has been really, really good at and successful with, is coming up with those bangers, those albums, those songs that just seem to capture and resonate with people. You know, people have quoted him on melodies and song structure and stuff like that. He's always been really, really good at coming up with these really big, powerful songs that become like these club albums. On this album, that was lacking. And it wasn't there. And I think because a lot of the songs really sounded the same, it didn't resonate. I thought Freak Hole was absolutely terrible. I do remember the original. And then when I heard him come in, I'm like, I know he's not going to go for the masterpiece. Freak Hole was a true version of Freak Hole, and he did, and he absolutely ruined it. Future High, I'm sorry. Back up. I'm just saying, because they real, man, and they out there. Fuck Up the Commas, I think, is the one that has really been, that worked well for him, but I'm not fucking up any commas.
You didn't like that song?
I might be fucking up some decimals, but I ain't fucking up any commas. It was an hour long, but it was 18 tracks, and it was just too much, and it was very, very similar. On some of his other projects, he kind of broke it up a little bit more, but with this one, it was lacking like that one hit, and I just couldn't get with it.
This shit's just not for me. I mean, it's just not. You know, this is, hip hop is so broad. And this is that side of hip hop that I just don't want anything to do with. And that's not saying it's a bad album, because I can't say it's a bad album. What I can say is, I don't want anything to do with this type of music, because I have no desire to listen to it. Like, I can say, for what it is, it does it well, but what it is not good to me. Like, I had never listened to a whole Future project. I thought this is his first project. I don't listen to Future. All I ever heard was him hollering on hooks. And I was like, okay, cool, whatever. That's his style. And I think it's interesting. And I think that he's created a sound for himself that's different from everybody else, because I don't know anyone that sounds like this. It's just, I can't get into this. Like, I knew the second I hit play, and you know, I just fucked your bitch in some Gucci flip flops. I was like, okay, this is gonna be some shit that I'm not gonna enjoy.
But if Riff Raff would have said that, you would have been laughing.
You know why?
Uh-huh.
Because Riff Raff, yeah, you're right, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Riff Raff takes himself seriously. Like, I feel like Riff Raff is out there to be a clown. I think if someone told Future that, dude, you're a joke, you're a clown, this is hilarious of an album, he would get pissed off. I think if someone told Riff Raff, dude, you're fucking hilarious, Riff Raff would be like, oh, I appreciate it. You know what I mean? Like, this sounds like he's being serious. Because after that song, it was like every song was the same shit. It was the same content. It was just like beating you over the head. Pussy, 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 drug, drug, drug. Pussy, 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 drug, drug, drug. I didn't know Future was a rapper. I thought all he did was he just
yelled on hooks.
Like a T-Pain or something. Like, I know T-Pain.
Yeah, I thought it was like a T-Pain. Yeah. I heard him doing like auto-tune stuff, so I was like, okay, Future is like a singer. That's fine. So when y'all said you wanted to review it, I was really confused. So I'm like, he's a rapper? I didn't know that. But most of the stuff, I tuned out. I only came back in when it was on Groupies. And it was just more of an upbeat song. So when that song came on, at least my attention came back. The majority of the time, like you said, I cannot understand anything that he's saying. And even when I do understand what he's saying, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about, because it makes no sense to me. But on Groupies, bruh, I ain't got no mana for these sluts. I'ma put my thumb in a butt. Are you serious? I mean, I get it. Listen, I get why this music exists. I understand. It makes sense. It's made for a certain arena. Not everything has to be lyrical and deep and talk about anything. We had Biz Markie back in the day. It was just, to me, Biz Markie was funny and he was energetic and entertaining. Out of those three adjectives, the only thing I can give Future is that he's energetic. But at the same time, for what this is, he did a great job. If I'm at a strip club, which is very rare, but if I'm at a strip club and this comes on, it makes sense. Like, if that thumb in her butt song came on and there's a stripper in front of me, I might just, hey, fuck it. This will never, ever, ever in life get played on my iPod, in my car, in my house, ever again. And again, that's not even a diss. It's just, there's no place in my life for this other than a strip club. And since I rarely go to them, why would I listen to this?
Rich Sex. You ever had Rich Sex?
I thought that
song was hilarious. It wasn't funny to me.
It wasn't funny to me.
Blood on the Money, the Trap Niggas, it was like every song was the same, except for there was a few of the turn up songs, like you kids like to call them. I don't turn up. I'm turned down for the most part. For the majority of my day, I'm at least in the middle range. If turn up is 10, I'm usually at about 4.5. All I can say is, it's not for me. It's not for my life. It makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. I don't really understand the appeal. The beats were actually more interesting to me than Future.
He does have a nice beat selection.
He does. For this kind of music, mm-hmm. the beats were actually cool, but at the same time, they're the same, and they're either made for a strip club or for someone like Ralph that rides around bothering people with his loud ass speakers, getting on people like me and Ken's age that want to sit on the porch and read a paper. This motherfucker want to drive through blasting this bullshit.
Remember, you thought he was a singer. He was at one point kind of sort of being typecast as a singer.
Okay.
And that's why in this particular, he's not singing as much, right. because he right. wanted to rap more. And it's much like what you said earlier, he does take himself very, very seriously. I thought Future was done. Like when Drake jumped on that hit, made it what it was and blew him up in terms of mainstream success and appeal, I thought that was it. I thought that was all he would have, and I thought he would fall off. But some way, Future has managed to stay around. And I think a part of it has to do with the fact that he's been able to make really, really huge hits.
I'm not going to hate. I enjoy some of your music. Keep feeding your audience, because that's what's going to continue to make you bigger.
Shit, make that good strip club music, man. You know, thanks for making the music to where if I'm throwing a bachelor party for the boys, I got something to bump. I got fucking up some commas. Mm. Thank you for providing that music for me to vibe to while I'm at strip club. Mm.
This is not for me. I am not Future's audience, but for what he's doing, for the audience that he's trying to reach, I think he's doing a great job. It just, that's not me. You know, and that's really it. I can't bash this album. Future, keep making the same kind of music, because clearly it's working out great for you.
Future, if you're watching, man, I like the album. It's a little long for me. I feel like bring some friends next time, maybe. But for the most part, I dig it. It's cool. You made the music for the dudes that like trap music in the strip club, and that's pretty dope. I keep doing your thing.
I don't like the album.
I don't like strip clubs. I don't like fun.
And it's not like that I can't listen to or enjoy trap music, and I do. It's just the songs on this album didn't work for me. And I didn't hear the anthem that I'm accustomed to you making. So this one just didn't work out.